Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, Jenny. We're gonna live with my parents and I'll live with you. And I can have two mommies, Jenny. So, Matt, that's a terrible dream.
And then that would be the follies number. And then the stage would rotate around and it would go, I dreamed a dream when time got warm. But life has killed the dream. I laid an egg.
Wow.
I dreamed.
I just needed to say that. And just because when Sumit was talking about his dream. Yo, this is Toe.
This is Toe.
Motherfucking Toe.
It is. I don't think we're talking about them this episode.
We're not.
But it is Toe. We're going to be talking about them in part dose.
Sorry, I'll say that in English so Kenny will understand. Part two, Kenny.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Y'all, we are remote, but go. Welcome to Reality Days. I'm Maddie.
You're in Oklahoma because you just hosted. You are the MC of Southern Oklahoma Pride. I'm proud for you.
Thank you. Well, I have to say, hopefully everything's okay. We got a tornado watching Pushmataha County right now. So hopefully.
Pushmataha?
It's a little east of us. So hopefully the storms don't fire up by us because Cardi and her love will get in trouble. It's Pushmataha County. It's over there in southeast of where we used to go to choir concerts.
The more I learn, I just don't think even we have native names for counties, but they just seem to just go outside the lines. They just sound made up where you are.
Well, that's that's Oklahoma for you.
I can't.
Yeah, I think that's where Atoka is. Anyway, we should.
Please, I'm begging.
Sorry, y'all. Poodle's right. I do want to say I co-emceed the first annual Pride was literally like 20 people. So last year.
It was just a drag show and a dog.
It wasn't even a drag show. It was a dog. And this year, though, they did the second annual and they had a pet parade and they had drag
again,
queens.
Not the kind of pet parade
no,
I was expecting. No pup masks.
They had a very famous drag queen in Oklahoma City. She was Miss Oklahoma, actually. Miss Gay Oklahoma.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Maybe not Miss Oklahoma.
Miss Oklahoma. And Chantel, she is a vice principal of an elementary. And she did.
Wow.
So on the day she talked about, they did the drag show later that afternoon, but in the morning she read to the kids a story, and there was like 30 families with their kids, and she read a story about like, you be you, don't listen to everyone else, and she told about how this person in Stillwater, where she was in her 20s, was a bigot, and told her she couldn't be a teacher and tried to get her fired. And she's like, and I took her to court and I won. And now I'm a vice principal at an elementary with 45 teachers under me.
Inspirational.
It was. And she was funny. She was like me, though. She was like, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to make this show family friendly. I'm a drag queen. I said, same. But we did it. But I have to say, y'all, I'll post like a little, the news came out, they interviewed us. There was, especially for the drag show, I bet there was.
And there were no pitchforks?
No. There was a little group from Ardmore Baptist came, and they didn't want to protest, but they just wanted to talk to people about the Lord. And I
a little,
swear to,
just a little light proselytizing.
But I wanted to say to this guy, but I would never say this. I would say, honey, you want to talk to me about the Lord, and I need to talk to you about dick, because you gay. You gay. He was so gay. But the woman, the other woman, this amazing lesbian woman named Kimberly, who's like in her 60s, she organized the event along with my old neighbor, Katie. And she said, she went to that person. She said, you know, the night before Jesus was crucified, they had a party and he had a dinner and they tried to talk about him being crucified. And he said, now is not the time. It's a time to celebrate. And she said, now is not the time. Please leave.
Oh my God. That is the best diversion.
She said they just kind of went, and didn't know what to say.
The thing is, that's just one step. That's just, yes, they're not protesting, but you might as well, you're still harshing the vibe and you're still making a silent protest of being there. So why be shitty?
They don't think they're shitty. They're making it about them. They think we're just spreading the word of God, but they don't realize that we in the queer community have had friends that have killed themselves because they thought Jesus thought that they were a sinner.
And
so
it's completely right. It's not the time.
Not the time. But that was very brief. There was only like three of them. They left. There was like, again, y'all, I'm going to say this. It's so true. There were so many black drag queens that came out and fucking showed their shit in my town. And I was like, thank God. And Latina, thank God for drag queens of color who are like supporting this movement. It was great. My brother came. My sister-in-law came. My friend Carrie came. My nephew and his girlfriend came. I mean, it's just... I get emotional just saying in that it healed a part of my soul I did not know needed healing. And I just want to tell people that if you, just the fact of those people that showed up, my friend Lene came, my first kiss, Lene, Jimmy Don Stewart came.
It's still
she came.
When
yeah.
You said that.
Lene Beard and Jimmy Don Stewart came. And it just was, it was one of the best days of my life. And
it's affirming.
I met the woman who started Free Mom Hugs because she's from Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I met her. I told her about Jackie and how other women in our Facebook group and our sissy squad are now doing free mom hugs. And she was like, that's incredible. I got Jackie a button. I'm going to send to her. So it was just like, y'all, if you're ever thinking about if there's a gay pride in your community, it really means the world to your LGBTQI folk for you to just show up and be there. Even if you only come for an hour and get a beer and then leave an Irish goodbye like Poodle would, doesn't matter. The fact that you're showing up,
I take somebody home with me.
even my, now granted, he didn't come until later after the Oklahoma State football or after the OU football game. So he was a little late, but I don't care. Even my dad, who could barely get in a truck, he showed up. And I was just, that's kind of where I got emotional. I thought, boy, I never thought my father would show up
to
a gay pride in Central Park in Ardmore, Oklahoma. So anyway, so it was
just
lovely.
Like the one in New York.
It's true. Several people said, where's Poodle? And I said, you have to pay him to come to Oklahoma.
Not only that, you would I'd have to sponsorship detail yeah. deal with like Truly
it's
or
true.
Some White Claw.
Yes. Or, so
y'all come at me, Absolute Vodka. Yeah, I'm not doing a pride without a sponsorship deal.
It was great though. Afterwards, a couple of us did dinner, and we went across to the Dew Drop Inn. And this drag queen in heels and still everything on, she just walked into the Dew Drop while they were all watching the Oklahoma State game. And you know what? I think only like two people looked, and everybody else just went about their way and had their drinks and didn't give a flying fuck.
That's progress.
It really is. There was one guy who I could tell kept looking at her, and I was like, yeah, he gay. He gay. So I heard he was a pharmacist at Horton Pharmacy. That's the thing where I got all the – where I went gift shopping one in the gift shop. Remember that gift? And I got the leopard shirt and stuff.
You got me the wine, coffee – what was it? Coffee, Jesus, repeat.
Yes, I did get you that shirt. I did get you that shirt, and you enjoyed it.
Still haven't really found the character right for that. I have the wig. I just don't have her voice yet.
Maybe for the live show. Speaking up, Poodle, guess what's coming around the corner?
I don't know. No, the live show.
The live show.
I was like, when am I? Our LA live show is on November 14th. It's sold out right now, so you can't come if you don't have our tickets. But we're excited about... If you are in the Los Angeles area or Southern California in general, we are planning another LA live show that'll probably be in 2022. We're looking at February or March.
Yes. And so, but Chicago and New York City is a go, y'all.
Those are goes. Yeah.
So January 7th and 8th,
January
28th and 29th. Hey, you can go to our Linktree link, and that's where you can see that. You can also still, if you want to hear Mother Poodle and all her glory on Don't Tell My Mother with Nikki Levy.
With Nikki Levy. I got to say.
That's on our Linktree link as well. I just want to say.
All of you are reaching out to me about that, saying, Mother Poodle's a star. It's a little hurtful.
Jake said
hurtful.
He said, I'm a little pissed off. And you know what people are reaching out to me and saying? Oh, my God. Jake is the same as his mother. And I went, similar.
Even our cadence is very similar. I listened to it and I was like, oh, we are kind of the same. But no, people were saying, does she know about the Wild fan base? And I actually contacted her. I talked to her Friday, and I said, Mom, the podcast that you did with Nikki Levy is blowing up. She's like, what's that mean? Is that bad? And I said, no, it's a good thing. It means blowing up, like going viral. And she's like, really? What does anyone care about what I have to say? Well, I said, yeah, they I talk about you on the podcast, and so they want to be. And she's like, well, I hope I was good enough to like fight back some of the bad stuff you've said about me. And I'm like, that's pretty bad. I'm like, yeah, a little bit. But, and she's then, y'all, then it got good. She's like, well, maybe I'll start a podcast. It wasn't hard. I just talked for like 15 minutes. And I said, well, in general, you can't answer the door or answer the phone during a podcast.
She did like get confused about the FedEx man during the podcast. And she got him to go help him.
And our caller ID went off. Call from.
Oh, y'all, if you're watching, I almost spit out my coffee. Thank you for our intimate portrait. You're watching us now.
I was going to say, did you turn on the video?
yes, I did say record video. It's recording. If not, then oops. But no, I did do it before we started.
It was, she is, I think the fame is getting to her head. She has yet to listen to it because she's worried about, as she said, I don't want to sit down long enough to listen to your podcast.
That's.
I got stuff to do, Jay Bird.
That's true.
And I'm like, you could put your earbuds in, or I got headphones somewhere.
I'm going to stop you and say she shouldn't listen to this, because if she learns how to listen to that podcast, then she's going to learn how to listen to ours.
Ooh, that wouldn't be good.
Just let that go.
Jay Bird, why are you talking about getting Dutch doored like that?
Jay Bird, what's Dutch doored mean? I don't even know what that means. And Matt, God, does he have to say so many bad words?
You know, the thing is, it would reflect on you. She would just like on when she was on the podcast, when I kind of, I won't spoil this or anything, but you tell a story that you'd be worried about your mother hearing that she doesn't know. And my mother just completely did not play ball and just glossed over this and then said, well, your friend, I can't believe that of her, that she would do that.
That's true.
And so she spent most of her ire for my friend Mary, who was in the podcast with me, and then just decided without missing a beat to tell other stories she'd been stirring up.
Yeah.
And Nikki's like, so I guess we're doing that then.
I guess we're doing that.
I guess you're in charge.
I guess you're in charge.
Thanks for coming on my podcast and just changing my format. So thanks for that.
It's Mother Poodle's way. We had a very good time. Y'all can check that out. Also, we remind you, our charity this month
is in the link tree.
Yes, and our charity this month in the Sissy Squad is the Jamie Kimball Foundation for Courage, and it's a charity that we're basically is combating domestic violence specifically
before it starts. Basically,
before it starts, they do a lot of different things. But as we said before, they work a lot with younger people, teens, and to teach them about the cycle of domestic violence and the signs of it. It's named after someone who was killed by her ex-boyfriend when she tried to break up with him, which is one of the most dangerous times. Again, it's an announcement in the squad. I don't know why it's been hard to find. We haven't raised as much money as this I thought. I don't know if
I think it's harder to see. I don't know.
Something happened.
I still think you did it wrong.
But, I don't think I did. I did it exactly right. Anyway, y'all, show Poodle wrong and look for that.
I've had no problem doing all the times when I've done
well,
this.
Well, I'll never do it again. I was just trying to help you out.
I just think you did it wrong.
I'll never do it again.
Because even though I contact you, I'm like, something's wrong with this. It's not really, and I can't share it. And you're like, I don't know. I just did this. I'm like, yeah, you did it wrong. It's Facebook is very complicated.
Jordana's going to have to do it from now on, or Candy. Yeah. I can't, or Amanda. I can't be.
Well, we set it up and then I share it. It's really easy. So I think that was the problem.
Who gives it? Actually, we give a shit. So we want to raise money for it. Any other? Are we done?
I think that's it.
Can we jump into Pigtown?
Inga Bao. I'm making Evelyn's favorite hamburgers where I put ketchup and mustard in them.
This is the most fucking basic meal for Corey to make. And you know what? I can't believe I'm going to say this, but you know, y'all, I don't love Corey, but I've come at Evelyn pretty hard. Like you said, you respect her, and I'm like, she drives me crazy, da da da. And after this, I went, Evelyn is right. He is useless and will do nothing. Evelyn is tired. She has to do everything in this relationship, and because all he wants to do is just fuck and surf.
Totally. The other part of it is he needs to be that is true. He needs to be okay with her literally being a money vampire and taking everything he has.
I think he is now.
I still have a hard time finding any stakes for this because it just feels very fake to me. I feel like they're fine. I feel like I feel like they'll be together by the end of the season. I still
kind of perfect for each other.
They are. And I still can't get over the fact that she is dying on this hill of saying, you cheated on me. We were married and you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you were on an actual break. You said, get the fuck out of my house. Go away. I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Yeah, and she doesn't have a leg to stand on. I don't think he did anything wrong. I mean, we kind of find out, though, this whole counseling session, we're going to get to that later, but that was very telling because this really isn't about...
it's not about him at all. It's about her. It's completely all about her.
Yeah,
I'm glad you saw that because I wrote that down, too, and I was like,
a blind mole would see that.
So, y'all... Evelyn's coming over for a lovely dinner of hamburgers and no sides.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need to prove to her that I'm the man she needs.
Hey, I'm waiting like 10 years down here. Hurry up.
You know, that's the part about Evelyn that I love. Yeah. Is just merciless.
Merciless.
When it comes to, and he just kind of smiles and takes it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the way I just want to get back at all straight men. That
yes.
the impulse in me that all everyone should publish, so we should punish straight men.
Yes.
It's an impulse I have.
Not every straight, but you know, there's stuff. Not all straight men. We love our straight sissies.
Most of them.
Most of them. So, okay.
I'm saying most of them should be punished.
But see, you say punish, but then you start to punish them and then it gets freaky for you.
It gets freaky deaky, yeah.
Yeah. So now Evelyn says, Corey has been giving me the time and space and I miss him. But when I think about what he did, I don't miss him. Yeah. So again, she's like basically telling him she loves to tell him what he wants to hear and then she takes it right away.
And she's like, I care about him, but I'm going to sit here and let him sit in his own shit.
Yeah, because he can't stop nervously talking. He's like, it's everything. And he's running around. It's like a 70s. Y'all, this is like an episode of Three's Company where like John Ritter finally got Cindy alone.
It
and he's
is
trying to
like
make
that.
A dinner.
Like, you know. I think my burgers are burning. Hold on. Joints.
Yeah, exactly.
It does feel a little sitcom-y. And then it's like something falls and they're like, uh-oh, burn.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. It's weird. I've hit my threshold with both him and Steven of basically being able to have empathy for either one.
I kind of agree with that. Not kind of. I actually.
This episode, I just hit it. Which I feel like talking about straight men, I feel like there is a point during every season where I hit my empathy level with one of the two, with one part of the relationship.
Actually, my empathy level dropped with I don't have empathy anymore for Jenny.
Oh yeah, for you that was this week. For me, it was last week.
Yeah, so this is good for Jimmy. We'll tell you.
It's really interesting. We get about seven episodes, eight episodes in, you're like, yeah, I don't care anymore.
Because we're halfway. it was a good episode.
We are about halfway through the season, I believe. Yeah. Because, I think we've talked about it. BT90, December 5th.
Before the
Did we talk about this yet before?
I don't think we have.
Oh, big news. Before the 90 days, season 5, December 5th, which means we've only got about probably, unless they overlap seasons, which I'll just want to like throw myself off
and
a
just
cliff.
We'll have no time for anything.
I think we've only got about 4 or 5 episodes left. So we're more than halfway through.
So that means they would have like, but they normally do like 14 or 15 episodes of 90 Day, and then they'll do 2 tell-alls.
Yeah. So maybe the tell-alls are a little bit later.
Yeah. Or maybe they're overlapping.
Y'all, there's some messes. Oh, there's everything you love. We've got a Paul style runner. We've got a translator app.
We do. We've got a buff man who's, this isn't making fun of, but it's interesting. A buff, this like buff man who is with a little person.
Soldier.
She's with the buff man who's with the little person.
The buff man's not with the little person.
No,
the
buff man. They showed him running shirtless. He's not as buff as the Jesus guy, but he's still pretty buff. But I think it's interesting just because the little person talks about like, is he going to love me for me and all this kind of. But yes, there is the gay Jesus. Y'all, this buff man, I'm already saying he's gay.
We don't know that.
You know what? He has gay face.
He does.
He does have gay face. We shouldn't speculate about his sexuality.
There's a woman from Idaho who has found her Chinese prince.
And Soulja Boy is back, y'all.
With BGL 2.0, it looks like, but she's from San Diego this time.
Yeah.
I will have to say that it looks like I'm going to have to come full force for the state of Idaho for real. I've already waged war on Florida, and Ohio. So we've been pretty nasty to Pennsylvania too. But the views of reality gays.
The views of reality gay of Jake Anthony are not the views of reality gays.
Not until I get all these states.
You did talk about Idaho and militias, and it
we lost a couple patrons.
We got lost for that. It's fine. So
but people, since he's from Idaho, says, "Yeah, you're not right. You're not wrong. There are a lot of militias.
A lot of militias there." So okay, so y'all, we're so they sit down and have the burger, and she's like, "Why do you have another bed? Is it for your other girls?" Corey's like,
every bit of it, every bit of it, I can't get enough.
And Corey finally says, he says, look, I messed up and I'm paying the consequences. Like when I surf now, I try to relax and like think about the water and like the sunlight. And I'm just thinking about that. We're not having sex. Because you know that's what he's thinking.
And he is. But I think Corey himself, Sir Jesus, thinks that he is deep. He's deep. And he's not.
He's not deep at all.
And he would say that. He's like, I'm a philosophical guy. He would say that, and he's not. He pretends to be one, but he really is only interested in how he gets to know a woman and also the sexual part of it, like a lot of guys who were raised LDS, because sexuality was always such a mystery and something that was forbidden, and so it becomes a fetish. After a while, like someone else on this season.
Yes.
Corey ain't that deep, y'all, even though he would say he was.
And also, Corey cannot be on his own. He is someone who is just, he is so fucking codependent. So that is, I think he probably is suffering because he cannot be on his own. And Evelyn's basically like, I trusted you and now I don't at all. He's like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, Evelyn. Like, I will not surf on Tuesdays. And she says,
I will let you peg me, and then the tortoise can watch.
Yeah, he's really setting himself up to do a lot on his own. Y'all, he's going to be doing anal beads on his OnlyFans before all said and done.
Boy, she's just sitting there with a cigar and a fedora collecting the money.
Just waiting. So then she says, well, you can do something. You can go to therapy. We can go to a marriage. I think we've got enough problems. We need to see a therapist. And she's like, he's like, yeah, I'll do that.
I will schedule and you will pay.
And you will pay. And then she says, this will help you with her lying. With your lying.
With your lying. She, y'all, you already know how it's going to go in her ways. We're going to go to therapy and she's going to tell you were wrong.
Yeah.
And you're going to know how right I am. And that was my favorite. So it's going to be great because I think she can really help you with your lying. You know, you're with a disgusting liar, pants on fire.
I also think that she thinks that going to therapy, y'all, again, I've said this before, don't go to therapy if you think the therapist is going to tell your significant other that they're wrong. And that's what she thinks.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Anyway.
So should we talk about the therapy session?
Let's talk about the therapy session when we get back from this break. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself,
never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
We were on a break.
We were, yes. I know. I can't believe that.
How that statement and that quote was, it just took on, like, that was like the sitcom statement of the decade.
When it was.
Yeah.
I think they were too young to know what it means. I'm sorry, but I think
no,
that's
I think
it.
That when I see Alina's mom and I'm like, I think I'm older than her. Like, I'm obsessed with the idea of her being younger than me, Lena. Which is weird. And I need to get over that. But
I wonder. I'm going to look.
I bet you she's like 40, maybe. Maybe. 42, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Like, I still say the grandmother could... the grandmother Ludmilla and I could probably be friends.
I think for many reasons, but yeah, we're all poodle. So they're at this counselor. They go on the beach that way they don't have to wear a mask. And I was like, I want to have a counseling session on the beach.
Right. Yes. So the therapist, I did not catch her name. I'm sorry.
I didn't either. Let's call her Cheryl.
I liked her. She kind of had a little bit of sass to her.
Yeah, I liked her.
She came in hot with saying, y'all, so you're married, but you're talking about divorce. What's up with that? Let's, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
Oh, God, I don't know if you guys watched Saturday Night Live. It was so good to see old sketches like What's Up With That back, because that show never stopped to make me laugh.
Did they bring it back?
Yes! And I forgot how good Kenan Thompson is, like, they had Oscar Isaac there as one of the guests. He's like, yeah, we made a movie about Dune. It's about exploring other places. And he's like, and Kenan Thompson's like, exploring other places. And they brought Jason Sudeikis back as the guy who does the running man. And
oh, really?
Fred Armisen as the guy playing, Kenny G playing the soprano saxophone. Yeah, it's so good. Oh, you've seen that?
Yes,
you've seen that sketch,
it.
Right?
Yeah, but not in a while.
Well, it's because I don't know why. I don't know why they haven't done it in a while.
Well, I guess because those people left.
Not, I think Kenan Thompson was still there, isn't he? Yeah.
I know, but Jason Sudeikis
and Fred Armisen left. Yeah, I guess so.
They moved on.
We sound like old. Like, why did they stop that?
Why did they stop that?
Put my teeth in.
Carl, why did they take my shows? My stories?
Why did they take my stories away, Carl?
My stories. So now, here's the deal, y'all. Evelyn just says, well, he married me and then he left me, didn't have anything to do with me, and he was hanging out with some whore. Excuse my language.
Well, and she says, it turns out we were on a break. That's incidental. He was hanging out with some whore.
That just shows kind of how gross Evelyn is, that she's calling some other woman that she doesn't even know a whore.
Yeah.
Not in a sex positive way that we use the word whore, because we're taking it back repeatedly.
We're trying, but we're not sex workers.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. But so they are, so she says this and Corey says, well, he says, she's not able to forgive and forget. And that's when Evelyn very honestly says, I'm not that type.
She's like, I don't forgive anybody. If they cross me, they're off my list. And you see
the
therapist go,
She's like,
the problem here is you.
Yeah,
oh,
you
I
see
get
her
it.
Go, oh.
We got a live one.
We got a, this woman is, she is woo. And so she even says, she's like, you know, you both have to be committed to doing this work. And then she says, looks at Evelyn, she says, you're holding a lot of anger and resentment, and you're not going to be able to move on until you let that go.
And Evelyn kind of says, yeah, you're right. Can you imagine if Corey would have said that to her?
Oh.
She may have actually grabbed his balls in a non-sexual way.
And ripped them off like in Predator versus Rambo. Because she was hiding under, like, mud.
So Yeah. And she said, you, and she's like, why do you feel, she's like, I've used this word before, that red flag word. I feel like I've been disrespected and I feel stupid. And, when someone's always complaining about being disrespected and think that what the respect that they are owed. And she basically says, you know, I don't cry because I'm sad. I cry because I'm upset.
And then the counselor it's a cliche. It's a cliche phrase, but as a therapist, it fucking works. I have to say it makes me roll my eyes sometimes, but it almost always works. When she said, so what's behind the tears?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the tears coming from? Because, and the reason I say that is because a lot of time when we're crying, you know, we're not talking. And that's Evelyn's thing. She shuts down. Yeah. And that's where she finds out, y'all, she was in a car wreck and this is what happened, y'all. She was in a car wreck and she said she reached out to Corey for support. And then she said, he's the only person I reached out to. I don't believe that.
I also don't believe that she asked him to come there.
I know.
I think what she did probably was, yeah, I had a really bad car wreck, Corey, but I don't want you to come here. I don't want you to come here. I just need you to have some sympathy for me. And because y'all, Evelyn will never be vulnerable enough to ask anyone when she needs something.
Maybe that's why for her though,
she thought that Corey should see that and come to him. Come
so
to her.
Yes, not to play kind of devil's advocate. This was her way of asking for help, even though we don't think it sounds like asking for help. She probably thought she felt like it was. Mm-hmm. And y'all, that was the same week that Corey met Jenny and started hanging out with Jenny. And he never answered.
I love you, Jenny.
Love you. And that's what this, y'all, it's about. She and
Corey. No, it's about, you know what it is? It's about losing. It's about losing Corey to another girl. It's about,
because Corey did what he told. Corey always does what Evelyn tells him to do. Mm-hmm. And she told him to get the fuck out of her life and don't come back anymore. And he did. And so you don't get to tell someone you're in a car accident and you need them to come take care of you and you need their emotional support when you've told them to get the fuck out of your life.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting because I really do believe it's, and I think the therapist realizes, oh, this is much more about her not being able to handle not winning.
Yes.
And losing Corey to another, quote, whore, as she is saying, which that's why she'll never refer to that woman by name.
Yeah.
And she said, he even says, and this therapist says to her, look at her and tell her the absolute truth. And I do think this is one of the biggest problems.
And Evelyn's right. He's lying all the time.
He has hemmed and hawed about telling her so not to get mad. This is coming from a very, very religious basis. You only talk about the things that won't upset the cart. That way you can continue to keep smiles on everyone's faces.
Yep. And, yeah, because remember, y'all, Corey was Mormon, and that's a big thing in Mormon culture. You don't talk about upsetting things.
Yeah.
So the therapist said, come clean, and he's like, well, you're right. I did. It was kind of a half-hearted apology, but whatever.
It's the best he's done, though.
He said, I did meet Jenny when you were there in the time of need, and I wasn't there for you. That's the deal is that I don't think it's going to take years of therapy for Evelyn to actually own her shit. I think
she'll never go to therapy by herself.
I don't think she would either. Maybe this would get her to go, but I doubt it. I think no matter what happens, Corey is always going to have to, is the word supplicant? He's going to have to
be in supplication, himself.
Yes, supplicate himself to her continuously. Like, I don't ever see this changing. But that's part of the kink, is that...
He's fine for it. He's fine with that.
So she can peg him. Because I'm telling you, y'all, Evelyn sticks stuff up Corey's butt. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, tell your husband that you're going to stick something up his butt. Open
just
it up.
Just get consent first.
Get consent first. Yeah. And use a lot of lube.
Just don't go in there first thing in the morning.
No. Hey, Jimmy, do you want some coffee? Roll over. Let me fuck your butt. That's not how it's going to work.
That's all I have. He did apologize. And she's like, well, I guess that's nice and everything. But it's just going to take me a while. And again, y'all, they're going to be fine. They're going to be, this is all one big con.
You know why they're going to be fine because y'all, you got to remember, we find the people that help support our patterns. This is her pattern of treating guys like shit. And guess what? Raul and a lot of other guys won't take her shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she found a kind of a spineless American man who doesn't have this like, Latino, Latinx, machismo, that's part of male culture there, because a lot of probably men around Evelyn would not let them treat her this way.
Yeah.
So
I think, they could take it to an extent, and she needs complete control over the future of their relationships. She just,
One final thought. Do you think Corey left Raul's apartment willingly, or did Raul kick him out?
Completely kicked out.
Yeah, okay. I think so too.
Corey's never going to go to anything that isn't probably Raul. He was probably tired of finding
unopened Chef Boyardee cans everywhere.
Well, no, I was saying because Raul was bringing home some other woman to bang.
Oh.
And he's like, Raul, can you not do this on my bed?
Probably.
So.
Probably. Ooh, Raul. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Shall we talk about Steven and Alina?
It's Steven with a V, not Steven with a PH, because Steven with a V is a liar.
Is a liar. It all comes back. It all comes out.
Can he get worse? I just every week is like, and I've realized something. I've realized item number 59 that triggers me about him. Besides the hair and the constant hair touching, besides the, and I've mentioned it before, but in this episode, it just drove me nuts. He always has to be touching her. He always has to be kind of ushering her somewhere.
Did you see like when she said goodbye to her mom at the airport?
Oh, and that awkward hug.
And the mom is like, why am I hugging you? This is weird. And then he got to put... It's just gross.
And for someone like me who has sensory issues and it all is super sensitive about someone kind of either touching me or pushing me in a certain way, it is all weird microaggressions for him to her. And I see it and I hate it. And it really bothers me.
I'm really fucking touchy-feely and it bothers me. So,
I know, when you try to touch me, I really hate it because I feel your like clammy hands.
No, you need that touch a little bit for some endorphins. It puts you in a better mood.
No, I recoil from your touch.
Recoil.
It's always hot. Yeah. Hot and just like clammy and...
Because I got that ginger heat. All right. So, mom
That's what they call the
born.
Hair dye.
Yes, ginger true. Heat. Ginger heat. Clairol, number 44. So Stevens, so they're y'all. The mom, he's eating snacks on the way there.
Oh, that's like number 60. He's always fucking eating.
He's always eating, and mom says he behaves like a child, and he makes childish decisions. I'm like, yes, he is an actual child. There is nothing grown about him at all.
He's kind of, I can't remember if it's an endomorph or an ectomorph, those people whose metabolisms, because he's very skinny, and he has to constantly eat all the time. And he doesn't I know, right? But you know people like that. They're very thin.
Yeah.
And
that can be really hard on people like that. It's not necessarily
body shape, but no, that's just, and I'm not defending it, but the way he is constantly thinking about snacks and eating is because he has to, but the way he does it, he's always like shaking things into his mouth. And even when he's talking to her mom in the car, he won't stop fucking eating trail mix.
No, he's like, thank you for giving me a chance. Crack, 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 crack. And for, you know, I think we can go forward with our, oh, hold on.
Rumble, let me get rumble, this, chew, chew.
Let me get this last little bit here. Hold on. So, and he's like, I hope I didn't leave a bad impression. You did. So she goes to the airport. She leaves. It's the mother really is just kind of like,
he offers the cab driver a cookie.
Yeah. The cab driver's like, no, I'm fine.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? In a pandemic, don't offer people food in a fucking pandemic and wear your fucking mask in the cab. Although mom has hers down below her nose.
Which again, I've reconciled her mother for that.
If you're not wearing your mask over your nose, it's like putting a condom on
your... You're doing it wrong.
Putting a condom on your balls.
So they basically keep saying, Steven, this is a broken record. He's like talking to Anna and he's saying, so what can I do that will be better, that can show you that I'm really right for your daughter? And she's like, well, focus on actions, not just empty words. That's been the issue. And he's like, and he goes back to Alina and says the same thing. What can I do to make you? And y'all, that question of saying, what can I do? Translation, I've done everything I think I need to do.
Yes.
Give me the one thing. Tell me what to do. Because guess what? The responsibility is now not even mine. Because you're not going to be happy with anything.
Nope.
Oh, I hate this guy. Anyway, so they keep saying actions, not words. They keep saying it. And although I'm not a fan, we're going to get to this soon. But she's saying things like, maybe I did make a mistake not going with my mom. And if he does make another mistake again, I'm out of here. Which I don't think that's going to happen. Unfortunately, she is still in that fairy tale mindset. She is still there.
I will say, if they did this, they did a great job in that they both on their Instagrams in the recent, like Alina has no pictures of Steven unless it's like back from when they were filming dated. She has nothing on her Instagram. So I don't know if she's hiding it or not. This episode's where I was like, surely she's going to not do this now, but we'll see. But y'all, we thought that about Jenny, and Jenny's in fucking India for a third time.
So he's like, I thought one of his schemes again. So I thought we could really talk about a relationship by doing something with couples, you know, something that we could be very wholesome and that wouldn't be very sexual. Let's go to a Turkish bath together and wear nothing.
And let me just take water and pour it over your body.
That was so creepy. This is all just again, like mixed signals.
It's the deviancy. Let me get as close to the fire as I can.
The thing about it is, they could have went to a, like they have Turkish baths, but they have like single sex Turkish baths. So they could have done there and they could have met for like lunch. They both could have had a spa day. This is about him doing something with her that is vaguely sexual.
You were just talking about going to an all-male Turkish spa and I don't know what you said for the last 30 seconds.
And then the oil wrestling starts.
Oh my.
Ooh, a lot of porn that's went there.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard.
It's very echoing. Steven says, it's like Batman's lair. And I went...
No, it's not.
And he said, you know, that's how I imagine Batman's lair. And I wanted to say, Batman's not real. So there actually isn't a Batman's lair. And y'all, I'm a comic nerd. But still, the fact that he's like, no. He's fucking 8 years old.
So they're talking in the Turkish bath. And he's like, pour some cold water on me. Dude, and he says, does this feel good? Again,
it's not good.
Y'all, you'd have to be a complete moron not to see that this is another attempt to be sexual without overt sexuality.
Yes. And Alina's like, kind of what I like Alina, she's kind of not buying into this now, at least I think, because she's like, so look, you said this is in the middle of spa. She's like, when are you going to delete your social media? And so, he's like, and then we hear him say to the camera, oh, so I promised her that, but I didn't really think she was going to go through with it. And now I have to do it. And that is stealing everything. He just tells you what it wants to hear.
She says, I didn't really think she meant it. And here's the thing, y'all. He's just delaying her and delaying her and delaying her until she finally agrees to marry him without changing at all, without doing anything that she's asked him to do. Now, what I thought was very interesting here is he says, well, the thing is, I don't really have a phone plan to speak of. So that's how people get. So I'm going to need a couple of days. You've had a couple of days.
You have a phone plan. And if you want to talk to your family, just download the fucking WhatsApp app or WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Like everybody does in the fucking world.
That's the truth.
Like, nope. You don't need Instagram for this. So.
And he says, I need to talk to my friends. And she basically says, and I don't love this, although I understand why she wants him to.
She wants actual specific action.
Yeah. But it would, and this is just me because I've had either people I'm dating or partners try to be super controlling on my activity on social media. And so it triggers something in me.
Oh.
But I know. I understand why. Ugh. I understand. Well, in their defense, it's not really, but they would say, let's delete our apps together. And I'm like, you first.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're talking about social media. You're talking about Scruff and Grindr.
Yes!
So that's different.
No, no one's actually going to be like social media. I'm talking about, but this idea of saying, I want you to delete everything. In her case, I understand because he has completely used these avenues to talk to other women.
Yes. And we don't know this yet, but we know this because, well, we do know because she knows. So she's like, she says kind of at the spot, she says, if you don't delete your accounts, you've got to prove that you love to me. Got to prove your love to me. And this is how you prove it. So y'all then... It's going to be several days later after the spa.
Okay. Can I just be a little petty for just one second?
When have you ever asked?
And it's not even petty. Alina is a gorgeous girl. Great skin. She's young. I love her style. I love all the dresses she is just like throwing out.
Yeah.
Girl, we got to get you some leave-in conditioner.
And her hair is, yeah.
And I think she's learned by now because all the in the moments in their interviews, her hair is gorgeous.
Well, that's probably because someone did them.
I'm saying.
Wait, no, we've heard that you do your own makeup and hair.
But I think someone may have suggested to her or maybe one of her friends said, girl, there's a lovely thing called leave-in conditioner or a little bit of hot oil. And then you don't wash your hair with lye soap and rocks or something. Yeah,
maybe she can use a Way mask. Go to way.com/okay. reality gaze.
Oh, the Way. Yeah, that's
the Way.
Okay, I thought you were doing another person who doesn't sponsor us.
No, they sponsor us, and I love their hair mask.
But I'm just saying it's night and day when she has
it
her.
Is.
Oh, my God.
It's
because I really – I will say this. I like Alina more than any person this season. And I don't know if that's saying much.
No, but.
But yeah, I think I empathize with her journey more than anybody's. Let's just say that.
I agree.
But y'all, girl, I think you've learned by now, but leave-in conditioner is your friend. It really is. Yeah.
It's going to be a long show.
Because her hair looks dry.
It does. It looks dry.
Yeah. Anyway, the pettiness aside.
But truth. Y'all, this is the – so we don't find this out in the beginning, but we kind of find it out in the days later. The conversation later. This is – they went to the spa. This is several days after they went to the spa. So the reason why that's important, because if you remember at the spa, she was said, hey, look – you got to fucking delete your social media.
Delete your socials. Yeah. And the producer even asks her, if he was to propose today, what would you say? She starts laughing. It's the fairy tale for her again.
Her response to that, I went, honey, like, there's almost as if, I think, do you think a part of her wants to act like a child, but she has to act like an adult because Steven's such a child and she, and that rubs her? Like, do you think she wants to be, is it taken care of or what? I just don't know why this is appealing to her.
I think that he has fallen into place for her fairy tale. I think that's who asked her first. That's the exotic, quote unquote, man from someplace she did not know who swept her off her, quote unquote, feet, I guess. I feel that her life was spent wishing to be somewhere else her entire life and wishing for something that was unlike her.
Little Mermaid syndrome.
It is. And I felt that he was the first one to do it. Hopefully he will not be the last. But
keep talking. I'm just going to look. I see some clouds. It must be. I want to make sure it's not coming from.
Something's coming from Pecumseh County or whatever it is. Pahatunka. I don't know.
Push Mataha.
Not real.
I'm just going to check the weather.
Our county names are Oconee. Or Innery. Those are our Native American like names.
Not familiar.
But although we do have a town called 6 Mile, there's also a 12 Mile. I think there's a story about someone riding around and there was a 6 Mile time and a 12 Mile about, I think it was some kind of colonial story. Battle. Y'all, this is, I'm not handling this well.
No, you're not. Oh, okay. Actually, it looks like it's over by Tishomingo and Wapanucka.
Stop! Traffic.
What? The real town? What? It's just, and actually, Wapanucka is by Caddo, C-A-D-D-O. Actually, there's a city called Caddo.
We need to move on.
Okay. So, so we get a flashback. I kind of was disappointed they didn't show this as like a scene with Masha. We just kind of get it as a flashback where Alina says, Steven sent another message. And we find out
another
from Masha.
Another flirty message.
And Masha basically said, how often are you in Utah in the winter? And he said, and y'all, he did not respond. He responded with, why wait? I'm in Turkey now.
Grab your bathing suit.
Bring your bathing suit. Now, I want you to think about this. If you think that seems like an innocent message, this is a man who is Mormon. So what does a woman do and look like when she's in her bathing suit? They're showing skin. Y'all, this is based. That is the Mormon way of saying, show me a dick pic.
Let's fuck.
So Alina's like, I can't imagine. And she's like, so that means she makes up the mind. Also, he's deleting social media.
This is a couple days later. He still has all his dating profiles, or not dating profiles. He still has all his socials.
Yes. So they sit. Yeah, social. So they're sitting there and he's like, she's like, you promised me this. You promised me that. You promised me everything.
Under the sun.
And he's like, later.
Hi, Mike. Right. Adelaide.
I could honestly die. So that's when Steven says, like, I'm regretting that she keeps asking me to do it. And then Alina says, so has anyone texted you?
Like, she goes right in.
Did you get any messages from someone in Russia? And he's like,
and then she's like, maybe someone named Masha. He's like, he has this look. And then she's like, this is the thing. She had him on the line. The problem is this was a miscalculation. She gave herself up too quickly.
I agree, too quickly. This should have been at least three more episodes.
This should have been something she said on the tell-all. Because never admit you've done this, honey. This was actually the biggest miscalculation she's ever done. Otherwise, she would have had plausible deniability.
I don't know why I could hear this in Oklahoma when I was watching it, but when she said that, I smelled cigarette smoke and I heard, you're imbecile.
Olga would have really had a problem with this.
Yes.
Because you never admit you're wrong.
No.
But the biggest thing here is, you guys, he immediately takes the moral high ground because that's what he's used to doing.
It's offensive to me that you would set me up. And she said, but I just asked you about it and you didn't tell me about it. And he's like, well, but I, she said, I know everything.
Yeah. And it, even though she says that and she is secure in that, she has given him the gift of now he will use this on her. And even though he's letting her kind of gloat a little bit of what she's done, he's like, I can't delete my social media because I need to save the photos. And this park Wi-Fi is just too snarky.
Let's go home.
And he's like, we'll do it. And then she's like, let's go home right now. You'll delete everything right now. He's like, okay, we'll do it when we can. And he keeps saying, come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Which makes me physically ill. I cannot think of the last time I was repulsed by another 90-day male in this way.
Oh,
maybe. Oh, you know what? It's a lot of them.
Yeah, but actually, I can think of like 3 or 4. But
the history of like someone like Ricky or someone like Jesse, there's this really gross predatory impulse that he has. Ugh.
He also, you know, she's like, delete your social media now. It's like, well, I can't. I have to save these pictures.
There's always something.
And the thing is, I don't want to sound...
Wi-Fi in the park is bad, blah, blah, blah.
I don't want to sound condescending. It's more, I think a lot of this is just, Alina is young. And a lot of times when you're younger,
so young.
You don't really, it's that whole adage, you don't see people for what they're showing you. You see people for what you want them to be.
Even though I think she's 20 or 21, I believe. She's young. She's very young.
She's very young.
But she's even younger than that emotionally. And I think she's probably... The thing is, her mother and grandmother have taught... She's a little streetwise, but not enough for someone like Steven.
Not when it comes to love. She gets kind of dickmatized or whatever it is, and she forgets herself.
He's just so predatory. She's never going to be... You need to have boned up on these people.
Yeah.
And she's just not. Yeah. I'm saying this now and I really hope I'm wrong. I really, really hope I'm wrong. I think they might stick out this season together.
Ugh.
I really wish they don't. I'm just not seeing her. She has not had a breaking point yet. And like, what else is there going to happen? And now, unless
she's trying to punk him and just punish him, still true. My theory of what I want to be true.
But now he's got a secret weapon against her. He's got this thing of, well, you actually deceived me and you got your friend to do it. That's going to be a long time for me to like let you like that's going to be break. That breaks my trust.
I actually think he would say something like that. I actually think he's going to use this as an out to break up with her.
Possibly.
Because he's going to realize, I don't want to be in this anyway. And so he's going to use that as an out. Like a shitty move.
Such a pig. I never saw this coming into this. I just thought I'd be really annoyed with him for leaving the suitcases in the middle of the door.
Yeah. That seemed like eons ago.
And he's got those really annoying and laughable things. But at the root, y'all, he's a fucking pig. This is just another douchebag who's awkward. That's it.
Did somebody just fall in your house?
I think my neighbor just shot someone. Okay, boom. And they just fell down.
Y'all, on that note, we need to end the show so that way Poodle can go check and see what the body is. Y'all, that's the show. Next episode. It's like a body. We're going to be talking about Ari and Binium next episode, Jenny and Sumit, and of course, our last but not least, Kenny and Armando. Y'all, you can go to realitygaze.com. Now I'm hot. I put on a sweatshirt. If you're joining us for our intimate portrait, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. We love you.
we just did our YouTube live today, and we had a good time in there, and Poodle got on a pulpit.
I did. About workers' rights, and I quoted the Communist Manifesto.
And I had to get onto him. So, y'all, that might make you want to join or not. He normally doesn't.
Super, super union rights sometimes.
But we did. All, I'm just talking over you, so you don't keep talking about it.
I don't need to.
But we did spill some tea that you're going to find out later. Y'all, I will say, we kind of have gotten the habit. If you want first hot tea, we do usually spill those in our YouTube live.
We do spill those on our once a month Sunday, usually the last Sunday of the month, YouTube Lives on our $15 Patreon level.
Anytime we have a new show that's coming out and stuff like that, we try to announce it on that for those Reality mm-hmm. Gaze Extra people. So, okay, go to realitygaze.com. Come at Poodle 9 on Cameo. Get yourself a Cameo.
I just did one. This is so weird. This is so weird. Sorry.
What happened?
Someone asked me to make up to tell me a story about my life that would make them feel better about how slutty they'd just been this weekend.
Oh, that was easy. There's
it said beat my slutty story. And so she's like, so I can just feel a little bit. And I told her, you don't need to feel bad about yourself as long as you were keeping it okay. She did tell me a little bit of the details, and I must say my eyebrows did go up a little bit.
Good
but
for
it
you.
It was no match for some of my sluttiest stories.
Y'all, if you want to get pounded like a carousel with 10 men around you, that's fine as long as everybody agrees to it. That's
consent and protection.
Yes. Get on prep. All right, everybody. Go to the website. Hey, go to our Linktree link. That's where you can find out all of our live show stuff and other podcasts that we're collaborating with. We got some stuff coming down the pike, which we're excited about in November and December. We're busy.
We're busy. We're busy. I'm busy. Follow us on TikTok. We just joined TikTok. There's going to be some original content coming down.
We hit 1,000 followers on TikTok.
Big deal. Thank you if you followed us. If you haven't followed us by now, follow us on TikTok.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, we're showing some memes, but when I get back.
Yeah, because I'm not doing this with you remotely.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. All right, everybody.
Thanks, Oklahoma.
We appreciate you so much. Sorry my father's cancer got in your way. Y'all,
it's such an albatross around my neck.
It is. Go to the website for that. And then, y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because, poods, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you're talking to your soon-to-be mother-in-law about your relationship, and if you can't stop eating those delicious ranch corn nuts...
I couldn't.
Call us.
Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.